Britain is in the grip of cuts, rising social exclusion and austerity that's led to some of the most worrying crime figures in recent memory.
We look at socio-economic problems, you know, we're becoming poor. Minimum wage is keeping people in poverty. We've got terrible problems with single parenting in this country, and we have poverty everywhere.
Poverty is seen as a key factor shaping children and teens, pushing them into the arms of crime. In the year ending March 2018, there are around 40,000 stabbings in England and Wales, which is the highest level since records began. Half of all offences were carried out by people under the age of 25, with one in five being under the age of 18. The age of the offender is decreasing every year, with children as young as four carrying knives to school. But there is much more to British crime than just knife crime. The number of victims of domestic violence is at its highest level in 5 years. The rape claims rose from over 35,000 to almost 58,000 during the last 4 years. Despite the increasing violence, police forces have been experiencing the greatest cuts. Now the government has promised action to tackle these issues, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledging to hire 20,000 additional officers. Maintaining law and order should be the priority of any government, but playing politics with police numbers and messing around with crime-fighting resources really does little to help to explain the complexities of keeping everyone safe in a country like Britain.
There should be more resources out there, but unfortunately the governments are probably not given the budget. This is where it's all going wrong.
Had that cultural intelligence to understand the target group of people and how you engage them. A lot of them, it's money is a big issue for them.
Recent government initiatives to tackle knife crime in particular have been ridiculed.
Putting an ad on a chicken box, really? The more you reduce police numbers, the more you reduce social services, the more you cut back on public sector spending.
The fight to combat crime in all its guises simply can't be about figures and political expediency. But until those in authority make the change, there will be more bad news and negative headlines. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.